Little bitty thing, don't we? Praise God, isn't he good to us? Amen. Most of us woke up this morning. Some of you haven't quite got there yet, but most of us woke up this morning. That's a blessing from God. Do you realize how many folks woke up dead today? Amen. I mean, a lot of them did. You'll have funeral services because of it. Amen. And God sure is good to us to wake us in the morning and show us His glory. He woke us early this morning to show us His glory. Thundering and lightning, flashing all across the sky. All of that sounded so dangerous and so destructive, and yet God let us behold all of it, and not a one of us were hurt. Isn't that glorious? Oh, what a God we serve. Amen. I'm waiting on the rest of you to wake up now. Praise the Lord. It is good to be back at Blackstone Valley Baptist Church. We've been looking for it. Someone said Wednesday night we were here and heard a great message. Shame on y'all for it that weren't here. You missed a great message. You say, what was it about? I ain't telling you. You ought to have been here. Amen. You say, well, we'll get the CD. I hope they didn't make one. Amen. Because listen, you're going to miss out on some things you can't go back and get. You better stop that junk. Amen. But someone said to me Wednesday night, said, I've been looking for you so long. Something like that. You know, I can't speak y'all's language, but they said something like that. And I said, honestly, we start the last service, we start looking forward to the next year. Miss Pam and I do. And boy, we're so excited about being up here. I mean that, being with you folks. Brother Danny is, where's he at? There he is. Yeah. He almost got some Alabama talk on him. He talked about being performers. He's not the performer. He said, you all are performers. If it had just dropped some of that formality and just said, y'all, amen. If it just spoke English, I'd have understood him, amen. But he's about to get it down. Praise God. I believe after all these years, some of y'all are finally getting how to really talk. Amen. I've been learning you. Amen. I've been learning you every year to teach and get you. You're getting more gooder all the time. Amen. So praise the Lord for that. But we are so glad to be here. Looking forward to a great week this week. Not just because we're here and you're here, but because the Lord's with us. Amen. I really believe that with all my heart. And boy, I'm excited about it. We're living in the last days. Perilous times are upon us. It's getting so bad. I mean, it don't matter which one we get as president, it's going to be awful. Amen. It is. I say glory to God. Hallelujah. Bring it on. Amen. Boy, that's good news. You say, what? 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 Yeah, that means we are living in the last days. Perilous times are upon us. Amen. And they're just going to help usher it on in. Vote for the worst one you think. Well, we know which one that is, don't we? But anyway, amen, the Lord's coming back. That's somebody sneezed over here, I think. That's all it was. It was a bunch of germs that escaped when they said that. Amen. God is so good, though. Really, really. I mean, He is, and He is coming back, and it won't be long. Praise God. We're going to have to suffer a little bit. Amen. We're going to go through some persecution. We're going to go through a little tribulation. Not the great tribulation, hallelujah, but we're going to go through some tribulations. Amen. And that's okay. That's okay. It won't be long. Amen. Till it'll all be over with and all the tribulation, all the troubles and trials will be behind us. We're going to a place where there are no problems. Woo! If you're saved, that is. Amen. If you're not saved, you ought to get saved. Amen. Open your Bibles this morning to the book of Joshua. Joshua, very familiar verse of Scripture. Joshua chapter number 24, verse number 15. Joshua chapter 24. Beginning, we'll begin with verse 14. Read 14 and 15 this morning. But it is good to be with you. We've spent a little time with your pastor and his wife, and we always enjoy that, being with them, and had just some great time, just God giving us a little bit of a vacation. We've been very busy this year, and praise the Lord for that, and just going and preaching. We've seen, last week in, we had one saved over at Bellingham, Massachusetts, over there. I know why y'all call it Mass. I thought it was a Catholic thing. But Now I know why you say it, because you can't say it right either. Amen. Who was the dummy that named it something like that? I'd just like to know. Amen. No wonder they did. Somebody killed them for saying naming it that. But we had one saved over there, and the week prior to that, we were up in Vermont, and we had three saved, and praise the Lord. One of those he got saved up in Vermont, it was a man, he's about 65-ish, and he called me yesterday, and he said, "Brother Danny, I just want you to know I really got saved last week." I said, "Well, praise God." He said, no, I'm serious. He said, "God has changed my life." I said, "That's the kind of salvation I got." Amen. I didn't get this old junk and just found made you a little bit better person, a little easier to live with. Oh, that's hogwash. That's a Hebrew term. But, well, actually it's not, is it? But anyway, praise the Lord. God, he specializes in changing lives. Amen. If your life is a mess and total disaster, he's not going to just change it a little bit, make it a little bit better. Oh, not my God. He changes it completely. He makes you a brand new creature. He don't just straighten up one little area over here and fix this up over here and patch over here. No, he makes a brand new creature in Christ. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. What a God we serve this one. Why don't we want to serve him? Well, let's get to preaching, all right? Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. If you'll stand with us, if you're able to, we would certainly appreciate this morning. Joshua chapter 24, verse number 14. The Bible says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods," notice it's a little g, "put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods," little g, "which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods," little g, "of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you this morning, Lord, for this testimony that Joshua is giving us. And Lord, there have been many down through the years followed suit in this very thing. Lord, they have chosen to follow you. And Lord, I thank you, dear God, that even right now today in this place, there are many that are here today that have made that right choice to follow you. I pray, dear God, that before this day is over, there'll be many more that will join the ranks of those that have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would help us this morning as we preach your word. Lord, I thank you, dear God, for how you've blessed us, how you've taken care of us. Lord, that was an easy choice to make, Lord, to follow you because of all that you've done. We just praise your name. We pray, Lord, that if there be one here today that is lost, that they'll make the right choice today and choose you as their personal Savior. Lord, would you help us this morning? For we certainly need your help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We look here at Joshua. It's as though when you read this verse of Scripture, and we've all heard it, we've got a plaque at the house, and I'm sure you do too. It says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," and praise God for that. But it's more than just a saying and more than just a plaque. Amen? But we look at it and we read it here, and honestly, if you had never known anything about the Scriptures prior to this, and you just heard this statement, this great bold statement made of Joshua, you would think he was a young man getting started in life. Amen. Because look at the statement: "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Amen. So now we think he's a young man. He's starting his life out, he and his family, and so he's made this decision. Praise God! Isn't that wonderful? But Joshua is 110 years old when he makes this statement. He's not a young man. He's older than an old man, as a matter of fact. Amen. He's 110 years old. I believe what Joshua is telling us here is, I have proved him out in my own life, a whole lifetime, that I have served the Lord. And he has proved to me that I can count on him always all the time. In every situation, whether it be good or whether it be bad, whether it be humanly impossible or not, I can trust the Lord. Amen. And so Joshua is speaking from a life of experience. He has watched the Lord. He has seen God work in his life, not only in his life, but in the life of Israel. He's watched how God has performed miracle after miracle after miracle. That's the reason I mentioned this morning about the storms. It was a miracle that we could behold the power that's let loose in a storm like that and live through it. Amen. Boy, the miracles of God. Just a year ago, y'all know it very well. We were in an accident. Weren't no accident. God had it planned. But in that wreck and totaled our motor home. And yet Miss Pam and I, we didn't even get a scratch. And it was totaled. I mean, completely demolished. And God just protected us, folks. That's what Joshua is telling the people. We say, well, he's an old man now. He's already lived his life, and he's about ready to check out. And it's easy for him to say it's for me and my house, but you don't understand. This decision was not made on this day. It was just announced. I believe Joshua is saying, I made this decision. Why? How can you say that, Brother Danny? Where are you getting this information? From the Bible. I believe Joshua said, I've made this decision years ago. I want to make it public now. Because, you know, if you read your Bible, Joshua never gave Moses one problem. Well, Moses was the captain, if you would. Brother Randy, he always followed right in behind Moses. He never questioned his authority. Not one time. He was one of those that stood there when the 10 started changing their report from good to evil. And he and Caleb stood their ground. They were with their captain. Amen. That speaks highly of an individual. You say, well, he's not my God. Moses was not Joshua's God either. But Moses was the man of God that God had put over Joshua. And Joshua followed him. I'm sure in the back of Joshua's mind, every once in a while, there was little things that popped up. And he said, I think I'd do that a little different. You know, you say, how can you say that? Because he was human. But he never expressed it. He was talking about in Sunday school, having those thoughts that just come from nowhere. Brother Dave McCracken was with him in a meeting, and he said, they're zingers. He said, zing. A thought just comes through you, zing, just through your mind. He said, for instance, for a child of God, is the Bible really the Word of God? Zing. That's a zinger. He said, we all have them. Now, some of you are sitting here, I see on your face right now. Not me. I'm zingerless. Amen. I never have those thoughts. Well, you know what? Jesus just needs to move over a little bit because there's room on the throne for you. Huh? You better watch. You're a bigger nut than you think you are. Amen. And everybody else already recognized it. You're just now finding out. Listen to me. Every one of us are faced with zingers. But here's the thing about it. Zingers don't linger. Amen. Zing. It's gone. But you know what we do? Zing. You know, and here we begin to question the zinger. And we begin to dwell on it. And that's when we get into trouble. When you and I can't help having the zingers, those thoughts. Well, if I was the pastor, I don't think I would have done it. Zing. It's all right. We can't help those things. But let them zing on by. Don't reach out and grab it and then begin to think about it and dwell on it, because you'll get into trouble. Joshua is one of those. He, no doubt in my mind, he had some zingers. But he never reached out and grabbed one of them and thought about it, held it in his hand to consider it. He just followed Moses. Why? Because Moses was his captain. And let me say this. The children of Israel didn't even get to vote on their captain. Now, that don't go well in a Baptist church, I know. If we ain't voting. Somebody says we ain't eating, we ain't meeting. Let me tell you, if we ain't voting, we ain't meeting. But he didn't have a choice. God put Moses over them as their captain. And now Joshua has spent a whole lifetime. He followed Moses until God called Moses home. And now because of his faithfulness, you listen to me, God always blesses faithfulness. If you're one of those that wants to question the man of God, you've got a lot of heartache ahead of you. You're going to mess your whole family up. And my friend, and you'll have nothing to show for it. But if you'll be faithful to God and obey God, you'll have a blessing. Because God takes Moses out of the picture, and you know who he puts in his place? Joshua. Amen. Now you argue with that if you want to. But you'll find out you are a nut. Amen. Well, we just can't seem to get it through our head. This is not part of the message. It wasn't, but we're going to add it in. I guess we need to take up another offering. Amen. But we need to follow the man of God that God has put in our stead. Amen. Amen. You say, well, he's not perfect. Joshua was not perfect. Why do you keep arguing? Why do these zingers keep coming up in your knot head? Huh? Moses wasn't even perfect. But God chose him. You're not perfect either, but if you'll let God, he'll choose you. Amen. In spite of your imperfections, in spite of all your zingers, he'll bless you anyway if you'll let him. But if you keep continuing this argument, this being disgruntled, this always thinking you know more, God will never use you. You'll still be where you are right now today. You'll be that same place 10 years from now. You ever notice that some of us in this church, say some of you that are right where you were years ago when we first started coming. You haven't matured. God hadn't chose you for anything special. You just the same old doing the same old thing. You ever wonder why? Huh? It's because God can't entrust in you another higher position, if you will. Because you know why? Zing. Oh, well. Let them zingers go. Zing, zing, zing. Just let them fly. It don't matter how many you have. Just don't reach out and grab one and spend time on it. Amen. So here's Joshua. A lifetime of living for God. If anyone, listen, a young man that stands up and says, Justin's going to be getting married here pretty soon. I talked to her. It's going to be sooner than he thinks. I just want to be a blessing, sister. You don't like seafood, huh? You're not right, but we're going to pray you get right. Justin, one of these days he's going to get married. It's obvious. It's obvious to me, isn't it to you? I mean, he's a nice young man. Got his head on his shoulders. Sharp looking. Yeah. And he's going to get married one of these days. And it'd be easy for him on the day of his wedding, as soon as they say, I do, and he kisses the bride, not a long kiss, just to seal the contract, just enough. Don't take much moisture to do that, all right? Amen. But as soon as they say the I do's, and the wedding is to the end, and Joshua says, I would like to make a statement. As Justin. Adam, I'm sorry. Justin. If Justin says, I'm going to make a statement. As for me and my house, pointing to his wife, we will serve the Lord. You know, maybe so, maybe not. Are you getting what I'm saying? I think I know Brother Justin enough that I'm going to count on that. But maybe so and maybe not. You say, where are you getting that? from a lot of you. Because I've heard you make those statements. I'll be here. I'm going to be here every night this week. And then some of you rotten rascals never show up another night. Or maybe you show up one or two, but not every service. But you said you were going to. But you may and you may not. Amen. Now some of you, they're going to do like the pastor said. You're not going to try to be here every night. You've purposed in your life to be here every service. You know what? When you purpose in your life that you're going to do something, you'll end up doing it most of the time. But if you're trying, that means you got a way out. I tried. You know what that tells me? You didn't try hard enough. Amen. But it may not happen. Because maybe you're young at this, you're new at this. Here's Brother Justin. He's just gotten married, and he doesn't really know how things are going to work out with her. I mean, she may be one of those anti-seafood lovers. And she's going. Her goal in life is to set out to make him the same way. Not going to happen, is it, sis? You better listen, pay attention. And so it may be that she just don't help him in this area. And so it makes it hard on him. And she's pulling in another direction. And all of a sudden he finds himself not being able. That's not the right wording. But not being able to. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So it makes it very difficult. But this is not the story we're reading today. Joshua has lived his life. He has made his family, yes, made his family walk the line, if you will. And Joshua, when he makes this statement, as for me and my house, we will. He didn't say, Miss Joshua, what do you think? Is it all right if I say it this way? He didn't do it. He didn't consult with Miss Joshua. He didn't consult with all the little Joshuettes. Amen. He had already raised his children. Listen to me. He had already raised his children in such a way that they knew Dad was exactly what he said he was. Huh? Boy, isn't that refreshing. That old brother Joshua, when he stood up and said, as for me and my house, his children heard this. They got word of it if they weren't even there in the meeting. And my friend, listen to me, I don't believe they hung their head in shame and said, oh, he's made statements like that before. I believe they held their head up high. Amen. That's my dad. He said it, and I know it to be the truth. It's a fact. You can count on it. My dad, we're going to serve the Lord. You know why? Because my dad said so. Excuse me, I didn't mean that. It's one of those others back there that I meant to do that. Here's a statement from a man that has already lived a lifetime, 110 years for God. And now he's standing up and all he is doing is reiterating what he's already done in his life. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My friend, what it is Joshua is saying, I made this choice years ago, and I still stand on the decision I made years ago. Amen. Nothing has changed. The zingers that have come along have not swayed me one little bit. I'm still serving the Lord. But in this statement, when Joshua, before he makes the statement for himself, Joshua begins to rehearse to the children of Israel about the God that he's going to say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He begins to tell them, he says, now you remember how that our fathers, and he began to name Terah, the father of Abraham. And he begins to say, they worshiped other gods, but then it brought Abraham along. And Abraham worshiped me only. And he began to tell about all these things, how that God brought these things to happen. And then as the flood came, he said on the other side of the flood, then the flood came. And then he began to tell again how that he kept the children of Israel intact through all these things. Amen. He began to tell how great God is. Amen. He's just rehearsing, if you will, over the years of how wonderful God has been to the children of Israel. Amen. He's refreshing their memory, if you will. Because sometimes we forget how good God is. We honestly think sometimes we've got what we've got because we worked for it. If we got what we got because we worked for it, we wouldn't have much. Amen. We have what we have, my friend, because of a God in heaven that loves us and cares for us and has promised to meet our needs according to His riches in glory. Not according to our hard labor, but according to His riches in glory. Amen. We are so blessed, folks. You say, well, you may be, but I don't have much. Bet you do. Bet you do. Folks, we waste more in a lifetime down here than most folks can even live on. Amen. We're so blessed. Folks, listen to me. Joshua's refreshing their memory of how God has brought them through these things. He even reminds them, not by their sword, nor by the bow, but by the power of God He brought these things to pass. You read this, the entire chapter. Don't just pull out the verse and say, boy, this is good. Read the whole thing. I've been studying this thing out. And this morning I got up and I'm just going over it, rereading it. Amen. Not that I thought God was going to change it on me during the night. Zing. Amen. But just rereading it. And I begin to read and I got excited. I got excited over reading the scriptures about how God had brought them through different things, my friend. And all they had to do was follow Him. Isn't that how we get through things today? It's not by our power, our might, but it's by His Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. We don't get through things because we sit down and figure it out. I know some of you are very sharp, not as sharp as you think you are, but some of you are very sharp. But you don't get through situations because of your smartness, because of your intelligence. My friend, you'll get through a situation because you finally get to a place where you've messed this decision up and you've messed this decision up, and then one day you decide to do it God's way and God brings you through the situation. Too bad we're not smart enough to turn to Him in the first place. Sure would keep down a lot of heartaches and troubles, wouldn't it? Amen. But Joshua, he's refreshing their minds. Boy, I begin to read about that. And now, my friend, they're going to a place, the Bible tells them, that He brought them to a place where that they didn't build their buildings and they didn't plant the groves and, the food, in other words, the vineyards and all. They didn't do any of that, but they're enjoying all that. I'm reminded, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm not even working on a mansion. Some of you think you're working on your mansion. Bless your gizzard. You really working on a mansion? Really? Well, whatever it is you're providing for it, it's going to make that mansion look pathetic. Amen. Amen. My friend, listen to me. I'm looking for the Bible says that He is going to prepare a place for you. He even tells us, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. What are you saying, brother? When I begin to read, I realize I'm not going to have to plant a garden yonder in heaven. Not going to have to go to the grocery store ever, never, ever again. Amen. Isn't it going to be glorious if we're going to have seafood? Well, food that we didn't see anyway. Amen. But I'm serious. I mean, I'm looking for all these things. God's telling them, I brought you to all of this. Joshua's reminded them that the Lord has brought them here. Amen. We need to be reminded this morning we're only saved by grace. And we act like that's not enough. But it is enough. His grace is sufficient. I can testify to that. Amen. His grace is all sufficient. Praise the Lord. We need to be reminded of that. That God saved me. I didn't put one little thing into this salvation. It was already done before I came along. Where glory. Amen. We have nothing we can brag on, nothing we can go around telling everybody, except this. Jesus saves. Blessed Redeemer, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Praise the Lord, we got enough to shout about. If God never done another thing for us, we ought to be so busy shouting we didn't realize He'd never done anything else. Amen. God's good to us. Folks, and Joshua is reminding them. And then after he reminds them, and he tells them, we started with verse 14. Because in verse 14 he says, now therefore. What do you mean, now therefore? You got to look back to what he said before the now. He's refreshing their memory of who God is. Boy, this world in which we live today, people have forgotten who God is. Our government has forgotten who God. They really think they're God. They think they provide for us. Our government has that opinion of themselves that they provide for us. They let us have what we have. And some of us, if we're not careful, we'll get on the wagon train with them and begin to think that. Well, you know, in reality, that's true. Wrong! God is our provider. Did they make the heavens and the earth? No. Did they give us the air to breathe? No. You say, well, they can take your life. Only this one on earth. That's all. Amen. But Joshua he's not so much trying to convince them. I'm being honest with you. He's just laying the facts out there about this Lord that he's choosing. Amen. He's just sharing the facts with them, letting them know what God has done, reminding them how great our God is. And then he comes down to the statement, 110 years old, and he makes this statement that his whole life has been built upon. As for me and my house, we will, he's saying, and we will continue. Even though I don't have many more days, and I don't know how many I've got. I don't figure a whole lot. But though he's saying, though I don't have many more days, I'm still going to live for the Lord. And that ought to be our choice today. Life is made up of choices. Amen. And some of us have made rotten choices in life. Being honest. Some of you are living with scars. I made a wrong choice one day in life. Amen. Though I was taught to put my hand down in the meat grinder and flick the meat off the sides of that grinding tube there, my friend, though I was taught that, it was the wrong way. And I listened to what they said and made my decision based upon what man said. Put my hand in there and looky. Bad choice. Now, I hope you're not sitting there saying, well, I don't think it's such a bad choice. Hold it out there. Let me get my knife out. I'll show you it's a bad choice. Amen? Bad choice. But I made it. And you know what I've had to do? This past June the 13th, 50 years ago prior to that, was the day I put my hand in the meat grinder. I've been living with it for 50 years, a bad choice I made 50 years ago. I'm still having to live with it. You say, but God forgives. Oh, I know He does. Praise. Whew, don't talk to me about forgiveness. I know. But I've got a scar because of a choice I made. Amen. Some of you are carrying scars because of a choice you made a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, you made a bad choice in life. And you know what? You've got a scar to show it. And some of you have told me about it. You don't come up to me and say, I want to share a scar with you. But you share with me a testimony of past things. They're there in your life, and no matter what you do, they're there. You say, but God forgives and God forgets. I know that. I'm not talking about God. I'm talking about you and I. We have things in our life that we just can't get over. There's scars. I mean, about the time I think I'm getting over, only having one hand, all of a sudden to do something like that, oh, I'm reminded again. Amen. Choices. Some of us, we have to live with them for the rest of our life. Be careful. Young people, be careful about the choices you make in life, because you're going to have to live with them. Some of them will be with you the rest of your life, like it or not. Hey, you can move from Rhode Island, you can move to Florida, you can move to a whole other country, my friend, and it won't matter, because those scars, wherever I go, this goes with me. Some of you, the same way, you've run from it. You've moved from the area that it happened in. But you know what? It wasn't the area. It was a choice you made. A choice I made. Some of you are dealing with hard things right now in your life. Some of it, my friend, you chose to do something when you were a young person, and you made a bad decision. You made it based upon what man said. All of your input was what the world said. That's the only thing you had to go on. At least you thought so. And so you made that decision based upon that. And you know what? You're suffering because of it. Yeah. Be careful. Be careful, my friend. Joshua's made a decision. He's made a choice. Life is full of choices. And I'm going to tell you, listen to me, not every choice is negative. Sometimes those choices, I remember when I was 25 years old and a young lady came down from Michigan, from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'd never been there, but all of a sudden there's a young lady that has come down there to Alabama from Kalamazoo, Michigan, all that way. And boy, I looked at her, I saw her, I said, whoa. That's a Hebrew term too. It means in English, whoa. All right. And I said, wow, this is the girl for me. And I began to listen. And I didn't base my decision upon what everybody else was telling me, but I based it upon what the good God of heaven was speaking to my heart. And he said, she's the one for you. So I went after her. Amen. Her mom and them came and got her from Alabama, took her back to Kalamazoo. 1 week later, I was knocking on her door. I don't know why I waited a whole week, but anyway, I knocked on her door, made a decision. I want her to be my wife. Praise God. You know what has happened ever since that? Total opposite from this. Everything that's happened because of that decision has been so wonderful. God's blessed us with 40 wonderful, marvelous, glorious years of marriage. Not shacked up. Amen. Not having a baby that was born out of our wedlock. Amen. You can take it any way you want it. Listen to me. I'm going to make a statement, and you're welcome to get mad, but just don't get up and walk out. Babies that are born out of wedlock are not blessings from God. How dare us say that about God? He's a holy and righteous God. That would be saying, God took my fingers. God didn't. You say, well, how do you think it happened? I believe he allowed it to happen. But it wasn't a blessing from God. Though he's blessed me since then, it still wasn't a blessing from God. You better listen to this old preacher. But the choice I made concerning my wife, greatest thing. God's blessed us with 40 years. God's blessed us with 3 wonderful children that are grown and married on their own now and have their children. Amen. We've got 6 wonderful grandchildren. Amen. All of that because of a decision I made over 40 years ago. See, you can make right decisions if you'll get the help of God on them. But if you turn to everybody else and get their opinion, look out, you're headed for trouble. When you start listening to the world and their reasoning, their way of doing things and choosing things, look out. Because, listen, the world only knows what the flesh wants, and they do not think about what their choice is going to bring. It was an easy way of cleaning the machine. It was. They had a plastic mallet thing. It would poke down in the holes of that machine and supposedly knock the meat off, but sometimes that meat, little bitty spots of meat would stick to the side and that mallet would hit it and bump over it. And it was hard. It was time consuming to get it all cleaned out. So the easy way was to put your hand under the guard and down in there like that and flick the meat off. That was the easy way. Wrong. It wasn't the easy way. Wished I had to use that old mallet for hours. Still have my hand. But then again, thank God for the decision that He made in my life for me. Amen. Life is full of choices. And we're just getting to the message. Are y'all going to stay with me? Don't lie. Don't do that to me. You're fixing to get up and run right now. Amen. There's going to be a stampede here in just a moment. But listen, life is full of choices. Now, you're going to make a choice this morning. We didn't really get to preaching to the lost. We were going to, but you're going to make a choice this morning. You're going to choose to go out the same way you came in. Now, I don't mean that door. I'm talking about in your heart. Lost and on the road to a devil's hell. Because you're not saved. Because, simply this, because your name is not written in the book of life. And you're going to choose to go ahead down life's road the way you've been going. Bad decision. You know why? Because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. There's coming death, and then after that, there's coming a judgment. My friend, if you're not saved, you're going to stand before God without an attorney, a lawyer. Amen. You're going to have to plead your own case. You say, well, I figure I can do that. Well, they're doing that in Matthew chapter number 7. There's someone pleading their own case. And they said to the Lord, 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 have we not cast out demons in thy name? Have we not done many wonderful works in thy name? Have we not? Boy, there's a list of things that they've done, and they're pleading their own case. And when it comes down after they're through, the Lord just interrupts them and says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. You see, it's not the works that gets it done. It's the who you know and who knows you that counts. Amen. For he said, I know you not. Amen. It's important that God knows us today. The only way to be known of God is to trust Him as our personal Savior. I mean, each individual has to make this decision. I couldn't make it for Miss Pam. She had to make it on her own. Our children came along, and one by one, they came to that place where they had to make this choice on their own. We couldn't make it. It wasn't made automatically because it was born into our family. They had to make it individually. And now their spouses had to go through the same thing and choose to trust the Lord. And now their children have come along, and some of them that have gotten old enough to understand the truth about this thing and understand about sin, my friend, they too have made the right decision to trust Jesus as their Savior. Better make the right choice. You see, it's not just a choice about that you can live by, but it's also a choice that you can die by. Amen. Because after death, after this, the judgment. Better be ready for judgment day. Christian, we better make a right choice this morning. You see, not only are some of the lost going to leave here the same way they came in, lost, but some of us Christians are going to leave here today the same way we came in, backslidden on God, cold and indifferent. Those zingers, zing! We've been catching all of them we could. and questioning everything rather than just by faith. The Christian life is all by faith. Quit trying to rationalize it. Quit trying to figure it out. Listen, enjoy it. That's what faith brings, is joy. Did you know that? Just trust in God. I'm not as educated as a lot of you, but I'll tell you what, I'll guarantee there ain't one of you enjoys serving the Lord any better than I do. I'm having a ball. I say it a lot of times, but I think sometimes I must not be right with God because I'm enjoying it too much, Brother Andy. I don't know why we think we got to go through life like this. Because of troubles and trials, I have them. All the days of my life, I have them. That don't keep me from enjoying the things. He says, give thanks always. And I say, again, I know he says, rejoice always. But then he said, give thanks in all things. But he tells us always to rejoice in the Lord. It's always in the Lord, not in the circumstances of life. I didn't wake up this morning, the storm was going on. I said, hey, Pam, wake up, you got to get in on this. Man, this is a ball. It was raining hard. And all of a sudden, the lightning stopped and the thunder stopped and the rain just, it was like, cut it off. I got a little concerned. I'm laying out here in a motorhome that don't have a cable hooked to the ground. Amen? And I looked on my phone, there's an alert on there that says 60 mile an hour winds are possible. Rooftops be blown off, trees blown down, and I'm thinking, we're in a motorhome. Amen. And usually when the roof goes, the whole thing goes. You say, you were scared? I was concerned. I didn't jump up and say, oh, Pam, we got to get out of here to hunt a hole. Then we got to get out of here. Wasn't like that. But I didn't get up and, well, looky here, boy, this is going to be a doozy of a storm. We'll probably all get killed. I didn't do that either. But even in the midst of it, God, I knew this. God was still in control. So I didn't have to panic because he's still in control. Amen. Christian, listen to me today. Why do you zip, zing, zoo? Why do we reach and grab those things that the devil throws through our minds and dwell on? Well, what if? Throw that junk out the window. Amen. I mean, every once in a while, what are you doing? I'm trying to get all the zingers out I can. Get rid of them because I don't want to give them any thought. Why? They always create problems. Life is full of choices. Are you going to choose Jesus today or go on your merry little way thinking, well, I'm all right. What's the saying up here? I'm all set. You better enjoy your sitting now because you'll not sit in eternity. No matter if you're lost or saved, in heaven we're going to be rejoicing and praising the Lord. And in hell, there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. What's your choice today? Christian, what's your choice today? He said, Brother Danny, I've already made some choices in life, and like you said, I'm having to live with them, and I guess that's it. Don't have to be. I don't sit around and say, if I'd only. Boy, if I'd adjust. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's too late now. No, it ain't. See, I'm still enjoying life. Amen. I'm the only one around here who's got his own puppet. E.T. won't go home. Amen. You see, you can enjoy life even though you've made some bad choices in the past. What about today? Why not choose God's way? That's what Joshua was trying to get the children of Israel to do. Choose God's way. And you know what? The Bible tells us that the old men, if you will, followed the Lord all the days of Joshua's life. And even those that overlived, that means that outlived Joshua, they still served the Lord all the days of their life because Joshua had made such an impact on them. As for me and my house, they had watched Joshua live every day for the Lord. They had watched him. What an example. We're so dumb these days that it can be an example right before us, and we go looking elsewhere for examples. And we see somebody unfaithful, and we automatically throw him in the crowd with the unfaithfuls. Hello! What is wrong with us? Huh? Joshua, what an example you left behind. Those men served the Lord all the days that you were alive. I mean, they followed you. And even after you died, Joshua, they continued to follow the Lord. I mean, it wasn't you. You weren't their God, but you were an example of their God, and they saw your faithfulness, and so they followed the Lord. I pray that I'll influence somebody, just maybe just one. But it sure be a blessing to be able to influence at least one person to follow the Lord all the days of their life. And they can go back and say, I did it because I watched Brother Danny. Brother Danny did it. I said, if Brother Danny can do it, I can do it too. Amen. And so I've served the Lord all the days of my life. What an example. I'm afraid some of us are giving the wrong example, though. Some of us are saying, go ahead and make the decision. Someone said before the service that they had taught their children when they was, I believe, 9 years old, something like that. If it feels good, do it. Let me tell you something. That did not hurt. You don't believe that. But it did not hurt. When that meat grinder cut that thing off, all I felt was a little tug, and it was over with just like that. It did not hurt me. So I guess what I should have done, said, well, it feels pretty good. Huh? That's what we teach our children sometimes in the way we live. If it feels good, do it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You better watch out, because the world, the devil, has got things that feels good out there. But all the end results is ow, 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 ow. Pain ever since then. But as far as when it happened, it didn't hurt. What about your choice today? What are you going to do? Keep grabbing the zings, dwelling on those, or dwelling on God? Let the zingers fly. Just dwell on the goodness of God. That's what Joshua was telling them. You're going to have the zingers, let them fly. But think on these things. God. Let's all stand this morning. Everyone standing here, head bowed. Pastor's going to be up front here. Piano player's coming. We won't sing this morning unless the pastor wants you to after a while, but right now I'm more concerned with you dealing with God as God is dealing with you. I know this may not have been much of a message on salvation, but my friend, most of you have been around church enough. You've heard the gospel enough. You know how to get saved. You just won't do it. You ought to do it this morning. Make the choice. It's your choice. Make it this morning. I wonder with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, if our piano player comes today, Would you just raise your hand if you're lost without Jesus? You say, preacher, it's me. I need to make the choice of salvation. Preacher, would you pray for me, preacher? I want to choose Jesus, but preacher, I need a little encouragement. Preacher, I need some strength and courage in this area. Preacher, I'm lost, but I don't want to die in my sins, and I want Jesus as my Savior. Preacher, would you pray for me? Is there one like that? Just slip your hand up, drop it back down. We're not going to come and embarrass you. Wouldn't call your name if I knew it. That's not the purpose. We just want to pray for you this morning. We'll just pray something like this. Dear Lord, you saw the hands of those that raised their hand that they're lost. Lord, would you help them to come and get saved? We'll pray for you like that. You say, preacher, I want to be in that prayer. Would you pray for me? Is there one like that? Would you slip your hand up? Is there one this morning? Is there one you're going to just sit there or stand there and say, oh, I'm all set. Oh, I'm okay. Hey, we're not talking about being set. We're not talking about being okay. We're talking about being saved. Are you saved this morning? Christian, what about you today? You say, preacher, I'm not really living for the Lord. Boy, those zingers pop out of my old head just going and coming. Hey, that's all right. You can't do a thing about it. But if you've been grabbing some of them, look out. It brings about doubt. And you can't please God with doubt in your life. What about you? You say, preacher, would you pray for me that I'd get closer to the Lord? That I'd just follow the Lord? Preacher, would you pray for me that I'd make the right choice this morning to just follow Jesus? Is there one like that? All over the house, is there one? Yes, 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 yes. Okay, make your choice. That don't mean stand there. No, no, no. That means come and make your choice. Why don't you do it this morning? Why don't you step out and come to Jesus and say, Lord, I want to follow you. Oh, to be like Joshua. Oh, to be like Joshua. Let me remind you. Joshua was not a superhero. He didn't have a cape or a blindfold or whatever, a mask or anything like that. He did not have superpowers, though he served a super powerful God. But Joshua had none of those things. He wasn't able to outrun the fastest of the fast. He wasn't able to outleap anybody else. He was not able to do all those things that we fantasize about. No, 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 no. He was just a man. But his God was awesome. And he chose to serve God. That's the reason we lift up Joshua and look at him. It's not because of him. It's because of the God that he served. That's what we want to leave behind, isn't it? Not that Danny Long, Randy Lewis, or anybody else was, oh boy, they were awesome. They were great. Oh, there's nobody like them. No, 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 no. There's been many more that have come along like this. But there's no other God like our God. Make the right choice this morning. If you're lost without Jesus, it's not too late. Come tell the pastor, Pastor, I'd like to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Pastor, I want to trust Him today. Would you come? Christians, would you come this morning? Father, would you have your way in this invitation, Lord? And bless like nobody else can bless. Lord, do that that is for real and it's eternal, Lord. All other decisions just come and go and they're like the zingers. Lord, they just zip. I think I'm going to serve the Lord today. And then after a while, that zinger's gone. Lord, but the work you do is eternal. Lord, there have been people that have made a choice to follow you all the days of their life. And dear God, they made that choice based upon you, the God that you are. And sure enough, some have already come and gone, and some are still with us today. Maybe not with much length of time left, but they're still with us today, serving you with all their hearts. And then there's some young ones here today, dear Lord, that have made that decision. And dear Lord, it looks like they're going to hold true to it. They're going to let you be their God no matter what comes their way. And if they do that, Lord, they're going to make it. Now, I'm not talking about making it to heaven. I'm talking about making that complete life in you. Lord, then there are those this morning that are here that are making the decision right now. Help them, dear God, to know this is not a joke. It's not fun time. But Lord, it's sincere time. It's honest time. It's a time to make the choice because, Lord, we simply want to live for you. Lord, you gave your life for us that we might live for you. Help us in this hour. Oh, Lord, help us to make the right decision. There may be other decisions that need to be made this morning in this service. Lord, you know all about them and you've already been prodding around in the hearts of people here today. Help us, Lord, to make the right choices and decisions this morning. We'll praise you for it. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Pastor.